Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Podcast again. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Eye on the Illini. I'm Larry Smith, sitting in for Mike on this one. No time to wallow in the misery of Wednesday night's tough overtime loss at Northwestern, as the Illini quickly must get ready for an Indiana team that is still struggling for some consistency this season. The 10th-ranked Illini are favored, but we all know this is the Big Ten, home or away. If you don't bring it every night, you're walking away with an L. Jim Coyle of Indiana Sports Beat Radio is a veteran at covering the Hoosiers, and he joined us this week on our Big Sports Radio show to shed some light on this Hoosiers team. Let's talk about these Hoosiers right now. Got some time off after the loss last Friday to Purdue, taking on Illinois this weekend. Tell us about the Hoosiers. What don't we know?
I think that they're pretty much you see what you get, and part of that has been they've had some injuries, which everybody has injuries. I understand that, but they you lost Xavier Johnson for an extended period of time, which changed everything. He's their point guard. Then now you've got Khalil Ware, who did not play the last game and is questionable for this game. I'm not sure he's going to be back, per Mike Woodson on his radio show Monday night. But again, every game has a couple of guys that are quote unquote questionable on the availability report, and you'll end up seeing them play. But if there's any way at all that they can get him, I'm sure they will, because this is going to be an all hands on deck type game.
Yeah, this is one that we were talking earlier about Illinois, and we had his Terrence Shannon's attorney on talking about kind of the behind the scenes with that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Just in terms of some of the things that went on that I don't think I'll be honest, I didn't know.
I promise you, that's one thing that if anybody said anything on my show, I was more than ready to say, look, it's innocent until proven guilty. So get off your high horse.
Yeah. In our country, it is. And look, there's another party, and whatever's going to happen in Kansas is going to happen. His next hearing, February 23rd. But for now, he's a part of this team. And as we've seen, this is a dangerous team. Brad Underwood's got they've got a very good team over there. Tell us more about it. That's one thing I think, and I'm glad you brought that up in terms of always some players missing here and there. It feels like there is some consistency missing this year, watching this Indiana team from the outside. Is that fair?
Absolutely. The consistency, there's no they just don't look together. You just don't have a fluid team. It's not fluid. The offense is not fluid. The defense has been haphazard. They've given up a ton of perimeter shots, and the perimeter defense has just been real sketchy at best.
Now, to be fair, I said they coming off the loss to Purdue. It was also the loss Friday night at Wisconsin, a game that Indiana, it seemed, was in, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. I really felt halfway through
that. Don't say that. Don't say that to Indiana fans right now, those terms, get over the hump.
Not good, huh? That was fight.
No, it's just that's something that Mike Woodson has been saying for 3 years. When asked a question, I just got to get him over the hump. And that's a phrase that is starting to wear itself very thin in Indiana.
Yeah. Well, tough stretch against the number 2, number 11, and now number 10 team as they play Illinois this weekend. And that's a game that'll be in Champaign. You know, it's funny. This, I've been a critic over the years of Trace Jackson Davis. I felt that there was just a lot of national hype he didn't live up to, but I thought he was tremendous his senior year. And I think that he's really has flourished as a rookie out with Golden State. He's having a better season than what I thought, you know, and good for him. I think this has just been, but it's funny, but talking about him, I think I don't know if we really truly appreciated how much this Indiana program would miss TJD on both ends of the court.
I think that is very accurately showing itself right now. They are, I'm not going to say lost, but they are not close to the team they were last year. Last year, every place they went, they were looked at as possibly going to win that game.
Yeah.
And even if they weren't, they still had a chance to win that game. That's not the case this year. They are their last 13 games, which they only have 12 left now, but in their last 13 games prior to playing Illinois or Wisconsin, KenPom had them picked to lose 12 of those 13 games. And that's not a pretty look. And that, this downward trend in year three that some fans think, well, yeah, that was expected. I'm like, no, it's not expected. I don't care who you lose. You gotta replace it. You look at what Houston's done. They're number one in the KenPom. They lost two first rounders and a guy to the starter to the portal. So you gotta fill that stuff.
Yeah. It seems like Jackson Davis, some others, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, covered up a multitude of sins, if you will, and great players. Well,
and he's flourishing, not to cut you off, but he's flourishing in the NBA. He's had a great run. There's some fortune forgetting his name. Draymond Green has been Draymond Green and was suspended for a while. So that gave him even more minutes, but he has flourished out there for them and made an impact, which it surprised me. I did not think that he was going to be a guy that could really go to the NBA because he can't shoot the ball or he's not ever shown the ability to do that, but he proved me wrong and anybody else that didn't think that. But that shows you how, to your point, how good this Indiana team was last year, but it's not that they were a great team. They had a great player. And to me, this is just like Purdue. Purdue is not a very good team. They're okay, but they have the college player of the year. They have a guy that is going to give you 30 points every game, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. So you have to focus on other things. Purdue is a team that has good complimentary pieces. They have guys that can shoot the ball, and whether it's Fletcher Lawyer one night or Braden Smith one night or Mason Gillis or Trey Kaufman Wren, they've got, or even Caleb First, a multitude of guys that can fill that role when the other guys doesn't. Indiana does not have that, or no one has stepped up to show that, and that's been the problem for Indiana. Yeah, they did lose Trace Jackson Davis, but they got Khalil Ware. They have Malik Renew, who are great guys down in the front court and both very successful. Both can shoot the three, but that's it. And if they're the guys shooting the threes, who's rebounding? Indiana gets out-rebounded a lot. So I could sit here and just go on and on and on about the issues. And you know, I've been bragging about Illinois all week because they were good without Terrence Shannon.
They were. Yeah. It was one that, and I think even Illinois fans, when that first happened, were like, well, yeah, you beat FDU. Okay. You're supposed to beat them, but you get into play. And then they wax Northwestern, which is a better Northwestern team than what we thought at the beginning of the season, by 30 at their place. I mean, that was at home. But I think this is a matchup, it's funny, this rivalry, as you know, as well as I do, this is an ebb and flow. It's at its best when both teams are up. And I think that's the one thing right now that, you mentioned Ware and Renault. I thought these two were going to, at least collectively could replace in some way Trace Jackson Davis. But again, there's just, what is it about?
Well, they kind of have, it's not, And Indiana's not, it's not that they're not getting production there. I mean, Malik Renew just had 28 points and 8 rebounds in the last game against Wisconsin. Kalel Ware was hurt. Kalel Ware, I think, is right now the leading scorer for Indiana overall. So they kind of have, but it's those ancillary pieces. It's that's the same problem Indiana had last year and the year before. What do you have around that to fill in? And that is shooting. And that's something they don't have. They don't have a guy that can just get to the rim all the time and score, because Xavier Johnson has just proven to not be reliable in a lot of ways. And it's just a gigantic void for Indiana outside of the front court, in my opinion.
Yeah. Talking with Jim Coyle again of Indiana Sports Beat Radio, here on the show on Big Sports Radio. Hey, talking about Mike Woodson and the process here. Indiana fans are restless because you got 5 banners there and you want to put another one up. If he doesn't get it done this year, and right now not projected to make the NCAA tournament, how difficult do things get for him going into the year 4?
It will only get difficult vocally. Because to me, Indiana is not in a position to do anything about it. Indiana doesn't have the track record of doing anything about it from that standpoint. And in my opinion, something should be done about it. And it's not that it's not about not liking Mike Woodson. I just don't think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I think that it has proven itself. This is not 5, 10 years ago, where 15 years ago, where you got 3 to 4 years to see, do we have some momentum? Well, you didn't really have momentum. You had Trace Jackson Davis and Jalen Hood-Schifino last year, a first round and a second round draft pick. You damn well better be okay. And they had a decent Miller Kopp, who they did not utilize, but is flourishing in the G League right now because he's lighting it up from 3 because he's available to do that. So a lot of issues there. Recruiting. They've got an open scholarship, for God's sakes. You got this problem with having a thin backcourt, but yet you could not get land a guard and fill that scholarship. That doesn't look good. The only other person in my recent memory that could not fill a scholarship and had an empty one was who I call Lil Rhodey, Archie Miller. It's the same thing. And this is feeling very Archie Miller-esque. And it's going to be more difficult for Indiana because Mike Woodson's an Indiana guy through and through. Wasn't just a player here. He was a star player here for Bob Knight. But more importantly, this is a financial thing. Indiana has already bought out their previous 2 basketball coaches, and most recently their football coach. That's $29 million. If you were to add a buyout for Mike Woodson right now, that would be another $12.6 million for a total of $41.6 million in quote-unquote dead money, right? Which at some point you got to say, whoa, who in the hell is accountable for this? I want that contract. I want somebody to give me an IU contract. Pay me to go away. I'll go away for a lot less. I promise you. I say it all the time. I'll leave for a hell of a lot less. But I answered this in a private forum yesterday, but I said that, Indiana really needs to look at who they allow to make hires and supply these contracts, because both are a little idiotic. Mike Woodson, in his second year, just because they made the tournament, got $1 million a year raise. What the hell? Wow. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I work for myself, so I can't give me $1 million raise, but I sure wish somebody would, especially for just coming in and doing the average. But right. That's how the fans are feeling. They're not happy. at all, and nor should they be, because I just, you can see that this team just does not seem to have discipline. Obviously, they don't have shooting, but the offense is very, it's like, what is the offense? What are they doing? Mike Woodson was hanging his hat on defense. You just gave up 91 points to Wisconsin. Where the hell is the defense? They gave up 104 to Auburn. And that was fully loaded. And so I don't expect Indiana to, the only tournament they're going to is the Big Ten tournament. And that's still because they allow everybody in, which I wonder if that will happen once the rest of those guys join, Larry.
It may. Yeah, we got changes coming. There's no question. Jim, we will leave it there. Big game, 3 o'clock tip off. It's on Fox. Saturday, Indiana trying to take down a number 10 Illinois over at their place in Champaign. Jim Coyle, always good to talk with you, and we'll look forward to catching up soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Larry, I appreciate you, man. You guys have a good one.
Again, our thanks to Jim Coyle of Indiana Sports Beat Radio. Tip time on Saturday is 2 p.m. Central, and it can be seen on Fox. Illinois going into the weekend is one of only four teams in the Big Ten with three losses or less and a chance to remain among the league's hierarchy and not allow several teams just behind them to get back into the mix, so to speak. For more on the Illini, including an interview with Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News and Big Ten Network talking all things college basketball, be sure to catch our Illini Guys Sports Spectacular radio show, or you can download the podcast version of the show and take us with you on the go. For Eye on the Illini, I'm Larry Smith, ILL.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.